Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome to the first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. And what a weekend of third round FA Cup football it was. By the way, gang, this is a massive link that producer Tom has written me. I don't know, I'm just going to read it. Right? But it's such a long link for the top of the... Here we go. And we begin the poddy. His words, not mine. Poddy? Who says poddy? With some of those big upsets as Blackpool beat Big Sam's West Brom. And you'll hear a badly sung version of Someone Like You being badly sung by the Chorley players, that is. Not Adele. After they beat Derby. But first up, it's FA Cup game day. With Crawley Town tonking, thrashing, hammering Leeds United. The mighty Leeds United. Oh, they're not really mighty anymore. No, good point. 3-0. And it was so convincing, they brought on Mark Wright, the former Liverpool and England defender, for the last 2 minutes. He's 57 years old. I mean, we didn't see it, but what are they doing bringing him on? Anyway, here are two of Crawley Town's heroes. Manager John Yems, great surname, and goalscorer Nick Sarula. Isn't that what you do when you steal someone's pencil case?
And a big FA Cup third round shock could be on here in West Sussex. It's Crawley of League 2-1, Leeds United 0, and it's a stunning first senior goal from Nick Sarula.
So, I'll try and talk about getting emotional, but it's been tough. But, you know, anyone can come back. Anyone can come back from anything, you know. Yeah. I just hope I can inspire someone else out there. Who's going through something like me.
Leeds United, who have got out with a whimper today, beaten by 3-0, and for Crawley, scenes of celebration as John Yems, the manager, gets a big hug from his coaching staff.
Sometimes you get these lads that want a second chance and they come on and they perform like that, and it's brilliant for them because they have enough knocks up to now, so let them enjoy the moment. It's all about the players.
Jordan Tunnicliffe, the central defender, has hammered home what is surely a clinching goal.
I've scored 3 goals this season and my celebrations have been terrible, so I had to pull the knee side out there in front of the cameras, but the lads were brilliant. I think Nader's had a shot and it fell to me, luckily. Them ones do 40 sometimes, and I've been lucky enough to get on the score sheet, but that's for all the lads out there and all the fans that are watching at home and they can't be here.
Let's be honest, no one's going to be happy to lose to a lower league side, however well Crawley done, which has got to be said, they were absolutely fantastic. It's not one of those results that you can laugh off, but it's not a result to panic, I don't think, for Leeds. I think the be all and end all is league position for them.
I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over.
Chorley 2, Derby 0, and Mike Calverley, who scored the winner in the last round at Peterborough, is the man that has poked the ball home here.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
Ecstatic, really proud, feeling really humble at the same time. Massive moment for me personally, being associated with the club, but a massive moment for the players and for everyone else. We've had volunteers slept here last night, hair dryers, kettles, everything that they could have just to make sure the game was on. So I'm really pleased for everyone associated with the club and the supporters in such difficult times. To be able to give everyone a little bit something to smile about is a massive moment for us.
Financially, it's incredible for Chorley. I think it's nearly close to £500,000, isn't it? Which in figures tells you that the next year or so, even with the future very uncertain, that they've got a budget that will be competitive, because without that finance, and a lot of these clubs will be going out the door, you know, they won't survive.
Chris Maxwell, the captain of Blackpool and the goalkeeper of Blackpool, has made three tremendous saves to put Blackpool through to the fourth round of the FA Cup.
Our record on penalties hasn't been fantastic this season. We've had quite a few of them, so to win on pens is a great feeling, and I thought it was a deserved victory.
Now, this is the section we're calling We Wish There Had Been an Upset in the Cup, but there wasn't. We kick things off with the fallout from Spurs beating Maroon 5. Oh, sorry, my mistake. That should read Spurs beating a valiant Marine by 5-0.
And Jose Mourinho and Carlos Vinicius and Tottenham Hotspur have definitely sunk the yellow club Marine.
Take nothing away from these players. They give every ounce of effort that they possibly could today. They've kept it down to 5, but they don't really care about that. This was their FA Cup final. This is the moment that they've been waiting for in all their careers, and it's absolutely brilliant. I think we're privileged, me and Sam ourselves, to actually be at this stadium today.
Try to kill the game as soon as we could, and we did that. And then in the second half was a question of course, control the result, control the energy, control a potential injury.
It was a divine finish by Alfie Devine off the bench on the score sheet. Tottenham Hotspur with the young boy making the headlines.
He's a big, strong, physical guy, but he's got great ability. But again, you see celebration in what it actually means to him when he put that ball in the back of the net. It was a super finish as well. He worked it well onto his right foot.
Here comes Webster, and he sent the keeper the wrong way, and Brighton go through to round 4 after this long, long penalty shootout. Newport lose again on penalties to a Premier League side in the Cup this season.
It's not an easy one to take, but the performance from my players this evening and the work rate was first class, and against a quality opposition, you know, Premier League team, it's not always easy to do, and we've shown time and time again that we manage to handle these situations.
And don't forget that from 7pm tonight on TalkSport, it's Stockport against West Ham, presented by Mark Saggers, as well as the FA Cup fourth round and fifth round draws, would you believe? Yeah, they're doing both at the same time. Now, as a third national lockdown came into effect last week after confirmed COVID-19 cases topped 60,000 for the first time, many have called for a circuit break in professional football. We'll hear from some Premier League managers, including Newcastle United Steve Bruce, but we start with TalkSport's Dean Ashton.
Let's get it right. Football doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Not in the situation that we're in, with people losing their lives and players starting to see real effects of this virus, players struggling to get back playing from this virus. You know, I think that's what we have to understand. As much as we love it, as much as we want the schedule to be kept and make sure we've got the Euro, forget about it.
It's a challenge, but then again, it's a challenge to all of us at the minute. You know, dealing with the pandemic, trying to play football in amongst it is probably financially right, but morally wrong.
But the biggest thing for me is the balance. And the balance would be, and this is only theoretical, by the way, it's just a view, the amount of money being spent on testing in the Premier League, I can't speak for the other divisions, if that money was therefore channeled back into the NHS and into the vaccination system, surely that's a better place to be than it is just continuing testing a load of footballers 2, 3, 4 times a week.
My personal opinion, where we are so early in this process, and I do listen and I do read and I do watch the news, I think it's so important that we absolutely prioritise, as the government are doing, people that are in vulnerable situations to get the vaccine first. I think that has to come first and foremost. Morally, I think it has to. Practically, I think it has to. And there may be a time down the line where we look at sports, but I don't think it's that time right now, personally. But I absolutely understand, and I think it's important that people are not scared to stand up and say something which they think. And I think, well, Sean's not that type of person, but I think it's a valuable debate. My opinion is it shouldn't happen now.
It feels like it's getting to that stage now where the authorities have to forget about this scheduling nonsense and think about the realities of what is actually going on in life. It would be incredibly sad, of course, that we wouldn't have football, but, you know, the reality needs to start kicking in at some point.
Now, Arsenal dispatched Newcastle after extra time, not the Paul Ross show. I mean, an extra 30 minutes was added to the... Anyway, to put their name in the hat for tonight's fourth and fifth round draws in the FA Cup. But would you believe it, Mesut Ozil was still a topic of conversation, probably about wishing he could fly.
You can.
He can't. We'll get Gabby Agbonlahor's take on the Germans' contract situation, but first this is Tony Cascarino on the Weekend Breakfast Show comparing Emile Smith-Rowe to Jack Grealish.
Here's Smith-Rowe in the area. Smith-Rowe with a shot! And Smith-Rowe may just have won this FA Cup tie for Arsenal.
He's got this amazing ability of rolling players, which was, you know, Jack Grealish does that really, really well, where you can roll your one side and just his touch takes him into his movement. So his touch is so good that he'll go past people with his touch at times. And I'm just watching a lad hopefully grow, because he really does have a lot about him.
Brilliantly done by Ozil, and taps it into the net. It's a sensational goal. Mesut Ozil has given Arsenal a 3-2 lead.
He's probably thinking to himself now, the way the club's treated me, I'm not leaving a penny. I don't blame him. Other players will be doing the same. See out his contract, unless they want to pay him off, pay him his money up front. Otherwise, he's sitting there. I know a lot of players that have done that at Aston Villa before, and I don't actually blame him.
I couldn't sit there and just train with nothing at the end of it. I need to be playing games now. Listen, I'm sure he's got a fair bit of money, and it's a lot of money to leave behind. But at some stage, I think it happens to a fair few footballers where you need to weigh it up. You either leave the money where it is, sign another contract elsewhere. You're still going to be getting good, very, very, very good money. Do you know what I mean? Life-changing money. But you've got to play at some stage, because for me, there was nothing worse than when I wasn't playing. I don't care how much money I was earning. If you're not playing, I was miserable.
What else has he got to achieve in the game? Yes, you are a long-time retired, so maybe you would want to go and play in Turkey and maybe go and play in America, but he still will be able to do that.
Now, this weekend marked 5 years since the passing of the legendary musician David Bowie. Not many people realise he had a passion for sport. On Johnny Owen and Friends, Johnny recalled the time that Bowie played football against the Stereophonics Phonetics.
Kelly Jones, lead singer of the Stereophonics, was an old friend of mine, pre-fame Kelly days. Great lad, very talented. They supported them on David Bowie's last ever American tour. The Stereophonics were the support act. And then one of the first things that happened when Kelly turned up the first time they all meet was, do you like football, Kelly? You know, I can't do Bowie's voice. You could probably do it better than me. He's got
well, I could have a go.
Do you like football, Kelly? he said, yeah, I do, actually. He's a big Leeds fan, Kelly. And he said, oh, great, because I love the football and I watch all the games. So Kelly obviously said, who do you support, David Bowie? Manchester United. And apparently he was a massive Georgie Best fan, as were a lot of people in the mid-60s. And he supported Manchester United, but also he was a Keaton player. And they played games before every gig, which I loved. But he was also very competitive, again, as you'd expect.
Yeah, quite.
They all are, aren't they? Sort of that world of rock stars, very competitive. And they kept score of the games. And by the end of the tour, David Bowie's little team beat the Stereophonics. Keenly contested, Kelly said, mind. But he said there were moments, which I love Kelly described, I'd be running on the wing, shadowing, and thinking, there's the star man, there's Ziggy on the ball. Can I take Ziggy Stardust out? There's a star man waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our mind. But he was really, really serious. And apparently what happened was, in the last gig, Kelly was playing on stage and David Bowie climbed up into the rafters with the little cup that they had and had tied it to a piece of string. And as Kelly was playing, he felt somebody hit the top of his head and he looked up and there was David Bowie.
Wow.
At the top, obviously enjoying the fact that his team had beaten the Stereophonics.
Who will mark a lad insane?
Finn White Duke, he's gone to centre half.
Nippy winger.
Yes.
Got to be a nippy.
Yeah.
But I guess what it is, especially given the fact that Bowie hid his own character and his own personality behind several layers for decades, reality. The fact that you're going to peel the onion back that far, that you find a fella that, like the rest of us, didn't mind a pint and like watching the football. Who knew?
Loved it.
Have you ever wondered what's happened in European football over the weekend? No, nor me. But in case you did, here's Danny Kelly on the Andy Goldstein Trans Europe Express, they still haven't changed that name, and the gang to tell us more.
Dortmund well and truly in their groove now. Goal number 11 of the season for Erling Haaland.
They know the money's going to come. They know the chances are going to come. They're not stupid, the people around Erling Haaland. And they're very confident about his development. And they're smart people. And they know he's developing very, very well now. He's at a club that's perfect for him in terms of improving his game. And it's hard to imagine what chance will he get this summer that will be completely off the table the next summer. I mean, I'm not sure they need to be worried about this sort of thing.
With the possibility of him actually moving this summer, all that is worth bearing in mind again, because he is someone who is not just very sure of his own mind, he's very sure of his influence on how things should run. So Dortmund almost have to sell the extra year to him, even though he's under contract, I think. I think the next move they make in terms of a coach is very important. You look at Edin Terzic, who is thought just to be there until the end of the season, possibly because they will go for Marco Rosa of Borussia Mönchengladbach, for example. I think that's something that Haaland will want to buy into, but he needs a project to buy into. Otherwise, I think if he doesn't feel that Dortmund are continuing to progress, he will want out and someone will find the money to get him, because he's a player that I think a lot of top clubs will feel they have to have.
And we finish the podcast with Jimmy Carter, the ex-American president, and how his banana diet backfired spectacularly during his playing days.
I was fighting for my place back in the side. And, you know, I felt I needed to put on a little bit of weight. And I read in a book that eating a few bananas alongside your diet actually puts on a bit of weight. But I was eating 15 a day on top of my diet, my normal diet. And I remember one game I'd come on for George Lawrence as a sub at the Den after 15 minutes. 10 minutes later, Doc dragged me off. So I was the sub, sitting back next to him. And he was puffing on his cigar and he didn't even look at me. He just went, "Jimmy, you've got to get off them bananas, son." And back in the chess room, he just came up to me and went, "Jimmy, is it right you're eating 15 a day?" So I don't believe it. And I opened up my kit bag. I had six bunches in there. And he just couldn't believe it. He just couldn't believe it. He said, "Get." And I had to spend two or three months in the reserves and finally got back in the side. And the rest is history.
Now, from 7 p.m. tonight, it's Stockport against West Ham, the FA Cup third round. That's live on TalkSport, presented by Mark Shouty Saggers. Commentary from Sam Matterface and Alvin Martin. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight on TalkSport from 10 p.m. Of course, taking your calls on that game and all the other talking points from the weekend. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.